Joe Biden to import more workers and consumers for Wall Street. By Neil Monroe on January 28, 2021. President Joe Biden, as soon as Monday, will restart the unpopular but business-backed inflow of Central American consumers and replacement labor that President Donald Trump had shut down, according to Reuters. The extra workers and consumers will help CEOs and investors. Even as millions of Americans have been pushed into the unemployment line in poverty by the coronavirus crash and by prior migration, Biden is expected to end the Migrant Protection Protocols (MPP) agreement with Mexico, to tear up asylum deals with El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala, and even open a new route for migrants to fly from U.S. embassies into homes through the United States, according to the article. Trump's MPP program deterred unsafe migration by denying U.S. jobs to migrants before their asylum claims were approved by courts. Biden will also sign an order directing officials to prepare for a future inflow of 125,000 refugees imported from Africa, Asia, and other regions, according to Reuters. Trump cut the refugee inflow down to 15,000, which pressured companies to raise wages for Americans and to invest in wealth-producing, labor-saving machinery. The executive orders will also begin the process of killing Trump's public charge regulation, which denies entry to legal migrants who are too poor to support themselves without aid from Americans. Poor migrants are valuable to Wall Street, which scoops up the profits from additional government-funded aid and welfare, such as food stamps and Medicare. Biden has already killed several of Trump's protections for many American graduates and employees. The barrage of presidential orders may also reopen the flow of white-collar contract workers into the job needed by U.S. college graduates, according to Reuters, whose reporters listened to a recording of a January 23 speech by Esther Olavarria, deputy director of the Domestic Policy Council. Olavarria said on Saturday that Biden would rescind several Trump proclamations. She appeared to reference one that barred certain visa applicants who could not prove they had health coverage and two others that banned the issuance of many work and immigrant visas, which Trump said would protect American jobs during the coronavirus pandemic. Olavarria's comments suggest that Biden may next allow U.S. companies and universities to restart the import of H-1B, J-1, and L-1 contract workers for jobs needed by American graduates. In 2020, Trump temporarily blocked the inflow of the contract workers in a partial effort to win 2020 votes from college graduates. However, Trump was far more successful in his campaign to block the movement of blue-collar labor from Central America. The median income for families rose 5% from 2016 to 2019, according to a September 2020 government report titled Income and Poverty in the United States, 2019. The median people in the bottom quarter of personal wealth gained 11% in income, while people in the top quarter gained 6%, the Reserve reported. But U.S. college graduates did poorly from 2016 to 2019 as companies imported more workers via the H-1B and OPT programs for foreign contract workers. The median or midpoint income of college graduates fell 2%, according to the report, even as the family median income level of high school graduates rose 6%. Biden is likely to obscure his giveaway to Wall Street by also announcing a plan to reconnect roughly 600 children and youths who were separated from their parents when the parents were charged in court with illegal entry. The separated kids theme plays well with progressives, including progressive reporters who cover immigration issues. Reporters rarely mention the reality that many of the kids are separated because the foreign parents decided their children and teenagers would be better off living with relatives in the United States than returning home to Central America. First Lady Jill Biden will aid with the separated kids distraction. As the First Lady remarked on a Carla with Young Latinos earlier this week, her chief of staff, Ambassador Jalissa Reynoso, will monitor the federal reunification effort given her background as a lawyer, Biden spokesman Michael LaRosa told CNN. It's heartbreaking. It's really heartbreaking, Biden gushed about migrants' camp, according to Border Report. Across the river is the flag of the United States. The flag of the United States offers people hope. They're bringing their families and their loved ones here for hope of a better future and a better life for themselves. However, millions of Americans are facing unemployment, poverty, and humiliation while the president's wife displays her progressive support for foreign economic migrants. For example, KQED. Org reported January 27. Jean Kendrick stood in the rain outside the duplex she had shared with her disabled son as movers wheeled boxes filled with their belongings onto a truck headed for storage. "It was like a nightmare," Kendrick said. "I wouldn't wish this feeling on anyone." It was the second week of December. Kendrick, 70, and her 42-year-old son, Stanley Jackson III, were being evicted from their home in Richmond, even as a deadly surge in coronavirus cases was sweeping through the Bay Area and the country. "In the middle of a pandemic, on a rainy Sunday morning, we wind up having to move," Kendrick said. Kendrick and her son are among at least 527 individuals and families in the Bay Area who were evicted between the start of the statewide coronavirus lockdown, on March 19, and the end of December. That's according to data from sheriff's offices in the Bay Area's nine counties, collected by KQED and CalMatters through public records requests. Biden's officials, however, are putting migrants ahead of Americans, CBS News reported. The upcoming order, Olivaria said, would rescind the Trump proclamations that precluded the admission of immigrants and non-immigrants either deemed to be a financial burden on our healthcare system or deemed to present a risk to U.S. labor markets. These were policies that ignored the decades, and centuries actually, of contributions that immigrants have made to our economy, to our society, to our culture, Olivaria said during the United States Conference of Mayors' 89th winter meeting. So we would rescind those policies and return to a country that welcomes immigrants and acknowledges their contributions. For years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration, or the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. The multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, solidarity-themed, and priority-driven opposition to labor migration coexists with favorable feelings toward legal immigrants and toward immigration in theory. The opposition is rational. Migration allows investors and CEOs to skimp on labor-saving technology, sideline U.S. minorities, ignore disabled people, exploit stoop labor in the fields, shortchange labor in the cities, and impose tight control pay cuts on American professionals.